The Epistle of Barnabas, Chapter 12. The crown of cross frequently announced in the Old Testament. In like manner, he points to the cross of Christ in another prophet, who saith, quote, "When shall these things be accomplished?" And the Lord saith, "When a tree shall be bent down, and again arise, and when blood shall flow out of the wood." Footnote. From some unknown apocryphal book. Hilgenfeld compares it to Habakkuk 2:11. Codex Index refers to God and not to a prophet. And footnotes. Here again, you have an invitation concerning the cross and him who shall be crucified. Yet again, he speaks of this in Moses when Israel was attacked by strangers. Footnote. The Codex reads, quote, "He speaks to Moses," unquote. End of footnote. And that he might remind them when assailed that it was on account of their sins they were delivered to death. The Spirit speaks to the heart of Moses that he should make a figure of the cross and of him about to suffer thereon. For unless they put their trust in him, they shall be overcome forever. Moses therefore placed one weapon above another in the midst of the hill. Footnote. Codicin reads, they must have translated heap or mass, equivalent to like a fight. So Moses piled weapon upon weapon in the midst of the battle instead of hill. And a footnote. And standing upon it, so as to be higher than all the people, he stretched forth his hands, and thus again Israel acquired the mastery. But when again he let down his hands, they were again destroyed. For what reason? That they might know that they could not be saved unless they put their trust in him. Footnote, or as some read in the cross, unquote, end of footnote. And in another prophet he declares, "All day long have I stretched forth my hands to an unbelieving people and one that gainsays my righteous way." Footnote, Isaiah 65 verse 2. And again, Moses makes a type of Jesus, signifying that it was necessary for him to suffer and also that he would be the author of life. Footnote, Codex Sin has, quote, "And he shall make him alive," unquote. End of footnote. To others whom they believed to have destroyed on the cross when Israel was falling. For since transgression was committed by Eve through means of the serpent, the Lord brought it to pass that every kind of serpent bit them and they died, that he might convince them that on account of their transgression, they were given over to the straits of death. Moreover, Moses, when he commanded, quote, "He shall not have any graven or molten image for your God," unquote. Deuteronomy 27, verse 15. Did so that he might reveal the type of Jesus. Moses then makes a brazen serpent and places it upon a beam, and by proclamation assembles the people. When, therefore, they were come together, they besought Moses that he would offer sacrifices in their behalf and pray for their recovery. And Moses spake unto them, saying, "When any one of you is bitten, let him come to the serpent placed on the pole, and let him hope and believe that even though dead, it is able to give life. Immediately he shall be restored." And they did so. Thou hath in this also an indication of the glory of Jesus, for in him and to him are all things. Compared to Colossians 1:16. What again says Moses to Jesus, Joshua, the son of Nev, that when he gave him this name as being a prophet, with this view only, that all the people might hear that the Father would reveal all things concerning his son Jesus to the son of Nev? This name then being given him when he sent him to spy out the land, he said, take a book into thy hands and write what the Lord declares, that the Son of God may, will in the last days, cut off from the roots of the house of Amalek. Behold again, Jesus, who was manifested both in type and in flesh, is not the Son of Man, but the Son of God. Since, therefore, they who were to say that Christ was the Son of David, fearing and understanding the error of the wicked, he saith, the Lord saith unto my Lord, setteth thy my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And again, thus saith Israel, the Lord said to Christ, my Lord, whose right hand I have holden, that the nations should yield obedience before him, and I will break in pieces the strength of kings. That is found in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1. Behold how David called him Lord and the Son of God. End of chapter 12.